Who were you closest to during your childhood? Your mother or your father?
I guess both of them.
Or your sister, it sounds like.
Well, my sister, after she got married, and after I started growing up, well, she was here in Los Angeles. I didn't see her very often.
See.
I didn't see her very often. When we got together again, it was when I got married and I came to Los Angeles.
Oh.
Then it was when she, but when I was young, a baby, then it was when she was always taking care of me.
But your brother and his family lived in San Bernardino.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You would see them fairly frequently.
Yeah, when I wanted some money, when I wanted to go ask for the money for the show.
tell me, as you went to school in San Bernardino, first to grade school.
Yeah.
And then
junior high.
What was that like? What sorts of activities would you be involved in at school?
Well, I wasn't involved in too much. At that time, you know, the schools were not like they are now.
Mm.
They're not that they have these games going on and all that stuff, you know. At least, maybe they were, but I didn't know about it, you know, or maybe I wasn't interested in them or something. I don't know just what. But it wasn't like now that the kids play these games and they go to different schools and stuff like that. I don't think it was like that at that time. I could be wrong. It could have been me.
Do you remember who your friends were when you were in junior high school?
Well, I didn't have no really particular friends. Just, you know, the girls that we saw at school. But I didn't have anybody coming to my house.
Would you go like when you went to the movie after you collected all your money? Who would you go to the movie with?
Well, I didn't go with girls. I must have gone alone, I guess.
Oh.
Because then, let's see, I was pretty young when I had a boyfriend.
Oh, who was your first boyfriend? Do you remember?
His name was Alfonso Ortiz, and he was about 17, I guess, and I was about maybe 13.
Oh, how did your family raise 13. Any objections about that?
No, they didn't. My brother did, but. I don't know, I guess I must have been a boy crazy or something, I guess, because so young, you know, here I was going with boys, and I was sneaking out to see boys already, you know. And then, anyway, we used to go to a show with boys, you know. We'd meet in, because the boys couldn't afford to take us to the show, so we'd meet in front, inside of the movie house.
Mm-hmm.
We'd pay our way in maybe 15 cents or 20 cents or whatever, and we'd meet inside.
And would you go as a group, or you would just go and then meet one of the boys?
Yeah, and then we meet, in there, I meet some other girl that I knew or something like that, you know, but that's the way. Then when I got a little bigger, when I got, I was bigger, then I got going with this boy that my mother liked him pretty well, and this is Alfonso that I'm telling you, and we went for about 3 years or so together, 3 or 4 years. And I went to school, and he was working. He used to work as a janitor in the school. Then afterwards, he got little jobs like that.
Mm-hmm.
But one of those times that we got mad or something, and then I went and got married with somebody else.
Oh. Let me back up and ask you, since you started dating so young, do you remember how old you were when you started menstruating?
I guess about 13, I guess.
Were you prepared for it at all? Did your mother talk to you about it?
No.
Do you remember what happened?
Yeah. Yeah, I was just surprised, but then she told me that it was something that was supposed to be natural, so I guess, you know.
Were you frightened at all?
No.
Is it something that you and your girlfriends had talked about, or was it
No, because, you know, like I say, I didn't have any really girlfriends nowadays if the kids come to the house, you know, and all that. I didn't have anything like that.
Mm-hmm. The other thing I wanted to ask you about was the role of religion in your family's life.
Catholics.
Uh-huh. And how involved were you in the church?
Not too much. I used to go to church. I used to go to catechism and all that, you know, me too. But, it wasn't a thing that, you know.
Mm. Now, would you go to catechism after public school then?
Mm-hmm.
And did you go through did you go take your communion and everything?
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about all that? Do you recall?
Well, I feel it was just something that was supposed to be done, I guess, and I just took it.
No. You just took it. It doesn't sound like something that was very important.
No. As a girl that I wasn't, how could I say, I didn't get excited or I didn't get anything, whatever came, I just took it like, as it came, you know, I didn't,
Was your mother religious?
Well, she went to church once in a while.
But not regularly, not daily or daily?
No. My house was not a house of constant prayer or this or that, no.
And you don't remember any shrines in the house or anything?
Well, they had little statues. Yeah. They had little pictures of, quiet.
But it doesn't sound like they were very strict with you.
No. My brother was the one that was strict to me towards that I started getting bigger. You know, I'd want to go out someplace, and he said, no, you don't go. And I used to tell my father, you're not my father. He says, I don't care. You're not going to go. And my father used to back him up.
Well, now, was this after he was married and had left the house?
Because this all happened after he was gone, you know, so I was getting bigger already, so.
Now, when you started going with this Alfonso, did you think that you wanted to marry him before you had this fight?
Yes, I did.
And what sort of plans did you have with him?
I wanted to get married, you see? And he couldn't get married because he was making only $12 in a little shop, and he had more sense than I had. But I was determined that I wanted to get married and this and that. And so we got into an argument, into a fight. And this time, I goofed.
Now, where do you think the idea for getting married so young came from?
I don't know. I just wanted to be with him. I was crazy about him, and I guess. But he had more sense than I, like I say. So then I went and got married with the first man that came along.
Now, how did you meet him?
He was a salesman. And I was about 15. I was 15. Yeah, I had been already 15. And he came around selling tonics or stuff, you know, for my mother. And then the night that he came back, my mother wasn't there. And I was standing outside. And then that's how it all began. He came and he said he would like to see me sometime and this and that. So I said, oh, okay. So that's how it did. And right away I went and got married.
How long had you known him before you got married?
Just a few months. Maybe a month or two. At the most.
And how much older was so you?
He was 27 years old when he got when he signed a marriage license, and I was 15.
Now, had you been going to school up until that time? So your idea was you wanted to get married and quit school.
I guess that must have been it. That probably was it. And then I got married, and he was a salesman. He was never home.
What was his name?
Luis.
And he was Morales.
No, he was Escobosa. Escobosa. He was. His parents were Spaniards or Basco. Yeah, he was real light complected. I have granddaughters that you look at them and you think that they're white. She's beautiful. I have a granddaughter that it's my son. And she's a beautiful girl, tall, beautiful eyes and everything. You look at her, you never think that she was related to me.
Now, how did your family react when you decided you were going to marry him?
They were brokenhearted. They were brokenhearted completely. But they said, well, they didn't oppose because they knew that I was going to do it anyway, so they didn't oppose.
Did you run off? Or
no.
Did you have a wedding?
Yeah.
What was your wedding like?
Well, I was gonna, I was supposedly have a big wedding, but his family started taking me to those cheap little bargain stores to buy me stuff, and I didn't like that. You see, that's why I say that I was spoiled. I was spoiled. And I didn't like that. And so when all this was going on, I told him the heck with it. I said, let's go get married, brother, just like that. So we just got married, and we had everything going. We had the church already was announcing their names in the church and everything. We took off and went to San Francisco. Got married.
Oh, by justice of the peace then? So you weren't married in the church?
No. Mm-hmm. So his family was all up in arms because we had done that. But it was a foolish mistake, you know, that I tell the story to my grandkids and they laugh. I said, when you're young, sometimes you think you know everything. I said, but you don't. I said, and you think that everything is easy. You say, oh, heck. Mm-hmm. But I said, oh, boy, believe me. I said, I got into one that it was something that, then afterwards, you know, I got pregnant and I had my boy.
How old were you then when you had your first child?
I was 16, mm-hmm. The following year I had it. And then...
did you want a child right away?
Well, no, not exactly, but I guess that, you know, that's the first thing that comes, I guess, at that time. So, you know, it wasn't like today that you can plan things like that. There's so much, like I tell my grandkids and my granddaughters, I said, if a girl gets pregnant now, I said, she gets pregnant because she wants to. I said, not because there isn't a way that she can help it. Mm-hmm. I said, when I was young, I said, you didn't know too much about it. I said, now, you girls, if you get into trouble, you get into trouble with your eyes wide open because you know everything.
Mm-hmm.
Which at that time, at least me, mm-hmm. I didn't know anything. I didn't know anything. That's the way it was, you know. So then I...
What was your relationship like that first year before your son was born? How did you feel about your husband? What sorts of things how would you spend your time together?
Well, I hardly was ever with him because he was a salesman. He was always out of town. When my son was born, he saw him 3 months later because he was up in Arizona and he was one of those guys that had a woman in every port. But I didn't know about that.
So he would be gone for very long stretches. And how would you spend your time there?
Well, he'd leave me with his family.
Oh.
Without any money, without nothing. And there I was stranded, you know, and I got to be real bitter about that because I wasn't used to being for hand-me-downs and stuff like that. And I used to get real irritable. Then with my little boy.
Now, they were living in San Bernardino, his family?
No, here in Los Angeles. Because
you lived in Los Angeles?
Because he was from Los Angeles.
I see.
He was from Los Angeles.
Oh, now, let me make sure I have it straight. Was actually just out of town when he was in San Bernardino.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because he used to go to different towns to take orders mm-hmm. of the stuff that he was selling. That's how.
So then you married, got married in San Francisco.
And came to Los
and
Angeles.
Came to Los Angeles.
To live.
And then lived with his family from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And where was it that they lived?
They lived up on Fisher Street up there on the east side of Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. And how far was that from your sister?
Oh, my sister lived up towards the north side.
Mm-hmm.
The other side of the bridge or close to the bridges, you know, and those bridges that were up there.
Oh, like the North Figueroa
Road. Yeah, around in that area, you know.
Did you see her at all?
Once in a while.
Oh. Did you think about running off?
No.
And going to her?
No. The day that I got into the hospital to have my baby, my other baby, Mary Lou, she got into Olivia. You see, we weren't very close. We didn't see each other very often.
Uh-huh.
And because it was during the Depression, she didn't have very much herself. Her husband was out of a job, and she didn't have enough food. She didn't have, her electricity had been turned off, or everything was turned off, and she had 5 kids, 5 boys.
Uh-huh.
So she had a little baby girl that died of malnutrition. And anyway, she ended up having lung trouble. And so they put her, the day that I got into the hospital to have my baby girl, she came into Olivia. She was three women came that day. And out of those three women, they were all very, very sick.
Mm-hmm.
Out of those three, she was the only one that survived.
Hmm.
And she was in the hospital for several years.
And who took care of the children then?
The welfare of the county,
mm-hmm.
the county put them, gave them to his parents.
Oh.
so they could take care of them. Oh. And he was put in a rest home.
Oh, he had it too?
Well, evidently he must have was, he didn't have it, but he must have been on the verge of having it or something, because they put him in a home where they used to, he was living there, and they used to give his meals and all that, you see. So I don't know exactly how sick he was, but he wasn't in the hospital. So
I guess, tell me what your life was like before your daughter, your son was born. You were living with his family. Who was that? Just his mother and father?
He had a stepfather. And he had his mother, and he had, let's see, what was it, four sisters.
And were they living at home too?
One of them was already married, and the other ones were at home.
And were any of them your age?
Probably the, let's see, there was one, the oldest, probably the middle one.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the middle one, because then they had another one that she was about maybe 7 years old or something.
Now, what was your life like there before your son was born for that year when living with his family?
It wasn't, there's one thing about me that I tried to make the best on everything.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I, if I got the thing, if I don't have it, I get a little discouraged, but then I said, well, what the heck am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to live there and make the best of it, you know, while I was there with them.
How did you get along with them?
All right.
Mm-hmm. How would you spend your time? You didn't know anybody else, did you?
No, just there.
Mm-hmm.
Just there, maybe sew a little bit or you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not, he wasn't very exciting.
How did you feel when you got pregnant with your son? Do you remember how you felt about it?
Well, I just felt that I was going to have a baby, and that was all. You know, I didn't have much. So then when he was born, I loved my little boy.
Mm-hmm. And you went to the hospital? He was born in the hospital?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And your husband, you say, was gone and didn't see him for 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
What happened when he came back?
The same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same thing. He would come and go, come and go, come and go. So then I got pregnant again with my daughter. And at that time, when I got pregnant with her, I was constantly fighting with him because of money. Because he came and never brought money. But at the same time that I was pregnant with my daughter, he had a woman, a girl, another 16, 15-year-old girl that he had taken from Riverside to Mexicali. And he was living up there in Mexicali with her. And she was pregnant too. So then it turned out that this day that he came, I was desperate. So I got his clothes and I took him into the kitchen and I was searching to see if he had money. And I found this letter.
Oh.
A letter from the girl to her mother, telling her to help her get her papers and everything because she wanted to come back, so she was pregnant. And she couldn't cross the border because she didn't have no birth certificate, no nothing with her. And that's when it all happened. Then my husband's mother...
You were still living with his family?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband's mother hushed everything. She didn't, you know, she was going to take care of everything, and I told her, I said, you take care of everything all the time. I said, what the heck? What's all this? So then he told me, he said, well, why don't you divorce me? And then he said, you know how I am. Then I'll pacify her, I'll go in with her and all this, and then I'll come back to you. And I told him, oh, you're a scum. I said, I hope they put you in jail. So then things were not good. He left. I went to the hospital. Then when I was in the hospital, the social worker came around, and I didn't want to go back to them. So then they fixed it up so that I could have a little house when I got out of the hospital. And they gave me clothes, the county,
mm-hmm.
clothes for my little boy and clothes for my little baby. So then I had a little house already that they fixed up, so I went to live in my little house.
And where was that?
That was there on First Street, up towards the end of the east side,
mm-hmm.
The other side of Rowan Street.
Uh-huh.
So I went up there, and I had fixed up my little house, and he kept coming around. I said, no, I don't want no part of you, and we kept arguing and fighting and fighting and fighting. Finally, it lasted for about a year or so, and finally I decided I wasn't going to keep it up. Then my folks came to live with me. I came down, and then my folks came, and then I stayed. I had them, and then I said, "This is it, no more." And so I quit him. And then later, I divorced him. But he gave me a rough time.
Hmm. He was. So how long did you stay married to him, or stay before you separated from him?
Well, supposedly it would have been about. Maybe, let's see, maybe 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. But can't say that I well just I was with him just long enough to have two babies.
What year did you get married?
In 32, 33, I think.
Uh-huh. And you were 15 when you mm-hmm. were married, and then your daughter, and then you were 16 when your
My little girl was, my boy was born.
The boy was born. And then
17.
17 or 18 when your son was born.
Yeah.
Were there any happy moments in your relationship with him?
I don't know.
Was it all pretty bad?
I guess it was good and bad, but it wasn't a deal that, because money.
Mm-hmm.
Money, you know, I was there living with his family, and I was supposed to eat when they ate, and then in that house, it was a house that was not orderly. Everybody got up, and they made whatever they wanted. They bought from the store, whatever, day to day. You see, and I wasn't used to day to day business. So,
and what did you and your children share a room together at in the house? Was that it, or your daughter, I guess?
My little boy.
The boy.
Mm-hmm. When I had my little daughter, then I had my little house. From then on, then I after my daughter was born, I wasn't with them anymore.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you went to move on East First Street, did you know anybody at all?
No.
How did you feel about this home move situation with two little children not knowing anybody?
Well, the only thing was that the landlady, she was a very nice little lady. She was a white lady, and she was very nice. I used to talk to her, you know, and that was all.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my little boy and my little baby, and I used to tell my little boy to watch my little girl, you know, and he used to take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
But that, I don't know, it was my life, I don't know, it was kind of more alone all the
mm-hmm.
time.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, it was all. I used to take trips, you know, get up early in the morning and walk. To see my sister.
Mm-hmm.
I used to walk to Los Angeles and come back, you know, and like I say, boy, I used to walk like that. How come I can't do it now?
No, I
didn't know how to drive a car. I didn't know nothing. Uh-huh. See? I didn't know my way around too much.
Now, when was it that your mother and father came to live with you then?
When I divorced my...
Uh-huh. And you were saying earlier, before we started taping, that here it was the Depression, mm-hmm. and there... What did you see as your prospects and what you thought you would be able to do? How did you think you were going to manage?
Well, I didn't know how I was going to manage. That's why when I divorced him, when I was separated, I wasn't divorced yet, I was trying to get jobs, you know, but they had these jobs, you know, just as bartending. I tried it, but I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it one bit. So I then this man came up because when my little girl was born, my sister went into the hospital, see?
Mm-hmm.
So then this friends that I tell you that knew us from way back, he would come around and take my mother, bring my mother up to here to the...
Oh, I see.
And that's how sometimes I'd come along with them. Sometimes I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how he started getting in there, you know, and then he told me that he wanted to marry me.
Mm-hmm.
And when this happened, I said yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I figured... that I had to have some support for my kids, and I had no way of supporting them. And I figured he's a nice man. I wasn't crazy in love with none of that stuff, but he was a nice man, and I like him.
Mm-hmm. And was he your same age, or was he older than you?
No, he was older. He was a bachelor.
Uh-huh.
He was a bachelor. He was about maybe 30 some years old.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I figured that he was a good good man, and he had a job. He always, during the Depression, he always worked.
What sort of work did he do?
He did that janitor work mm-hmm. in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, this is going to be my good chance to give a home to my kids.
Mm-hmm.
So then I married him, and the husband, the first one, he never bothered to give any money to the children. He knew where I was. He knew where my sister was, but he never bothered to do anything about it.
Did he ever come see the children?
No. So then when we moved to Pasadena, and we started living in Pasadena.
See, when you first got married, you were still in a little house.
Yeah.
And then you moved from there to?
To another little house, you know, and then from there, it was when I got with Julio, when I got married with Julio.
Oh, and what was his name?
Julio Morales.
Oh, so he was Morales.
Mm-hmm. He was, that's when